It's the show after the show. About the show. John, Jay, and Rich present Afterwards.
Here, we're going to start this podcast out. First of all, thank you for listening to this podcast. And I can just tell you that it might not be safe for work. It might be, it's going to be mature because the reason that we stopped down to do this podcast is because Kyle said something. One sentence. You want to say the sentence you said?
I said, I got a shit story.
Kyle said, you got a shit story. So we're like, let's roll this podcast.
Okay.
And we always get comments whenever you cuss. People love it.
It's so weird because I have such a potty mouth. We're not allowed to do it on the air, but we are allowed on the podcast. So let me just give you a little bit of background information before we get to said shit. I think my son is like a nudist because he does not like wearing clothes at home whatsoever. So I shared on the show a while back that we recently like potty trained him, and I didn't do it much outside because it was like really hot out and whatever. But whenever we are outside and he needs to go to the bathroom, I always just encourage him to go because I feel like that's one of the benefits of being a guy is you can just whip it out and go. Mm-hmm. He's usually like very nervous about it. He usually wants to go inside into the bathroom. He's like a private peer, which is fine. But, you know, if we're outside, I'm like, yeah, just go in the bush. It's like no big deal. And so the other day, we were playing outside and the kids have been enjoying just like playing with the hose together. They're squirting each other. Their clothes get wet and then they come off and they're running around the backyard naked. Whatever. We're the only ones there. No big deal. Right. So I'm just sitting with them and I look down at my phone for a second because we have like music playing and I just wanted to change the song. And I look up and Easton was peeing and I was like, oh my God, good job. Because he was doing it by himself, which he never really does. And then Addie goes, ew. And I'm like, what? She goes, he's pooping. And I'm like, no. And then I look and sure enough, like there is something hanging from his butt, right? But what I did not realize was there was already an entire shit on the ground, like a full on big person size shit. So Scott wasn't there. So I decided to snap a photo said log.
That's a big one.
It's a big one. Wow. I was like, where did that come from?
Nice, little guy.
I looked down.
Shit.
It's huge.
Little guy could put it down.
I'm like, dude, I looked down for one second, bro. Like, what? And I'm like, okay, let's go inside. We're going to wipe. We're going to clean up. No big deal. Like, don't freak out. And so I took him to the bathroom, which is relatively close to where we were. And I'm take care of him. And then I realized, you know, I got to take care of the shit that's in my yard now because that's not something you can just like throw some dirt over and it's gone. Right? So I come out with like a wad of toilet paper and Addie was squirting this piece of shit with the hose. And I was like, oh, no. That's impossible to clean up.
Wet shit is awful. God, it smells worse, too.
Break up?
I luckily caught her just as she begun squirting said log.
So
I'm like, oh, my God. So I, like, pick it up, and it was in the rocks. So there was, like, all these rocks stuck to it. So I'm like, okay, there's no way I can, like, flush this down the toilet. There's no way because I think, you know, the rocks can't be good right, for the pipes and whatnot. So I'm like, okay, we have like extra like old grocery bags that we keep outside to pick up Daisy's poop, you know, like poop patrol. We take them, you know, so I'm like, okay, I'll just get some of the poop bags. So I take it over and I'm like, double bag it. I'm like, something tells me this is not going to be enough. So I'm like, triple bag it, right? Yeah.
Good.
Because I mean, just it was case. Like, I folded it over and tied it and folded it over and tied it. So I kind of felt like each bag was twice. So I'm
like,
I feel
wet.
Like there's
it was
like
a wet poop too. Yeah. So it's not like it was dry. So you do, yeah.
The fact the that you got bags, it the in the bag had to be kind of gross. Just that part.
I mean,
right
I
there.
Was literally holding this thing. It was a handful, right?
That's a mother's love.
So I get, and then I'm like, okay, I got to put this in the trash can. And then I'm like, what's the best way for this to happen? And I figured I would put the bag underneath a couple of already big garbage bags, and I felt like it would kind of like, you know, like squish it, hold it in, right? Mm-hmm. Then maybe the smell couldn't escape. So Scott usually takes out the trash at our house. And he's like, I took out the trash the other day. It smelled so bad. I was like, oh, that's Easton shit. I forgot to tell you. I just send him the picture. And I'm like, mom life. Best life. It's the best life. It's like, you know, in the whole thing, like if you asked me like where I was at with where you're at, Suzette, pregnant, I'd be like, I'm never holding a piece of shit in my hand, like ever. And it like wasn't even a big deal. I was like, oh, I forgot to tell you, he shit on the ground, and I picked it up and put it in the bag. No big deal.
Isn't it, you think about her husband, Scott, his life is so white picket fence that he comes in to say, the garbage smells.
Like, the garbage always.
The garbage smells. I would never go, garbage smells.
Fuck
yeah,
garbage,
garbage smells. It's garbage.
It doesn't always smell like shit.
Yeah, it just smells. It just smells. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah, so that's the poop story, guys.
Good job.
So, did you talk to Easton to not do that anymore?
I was just like, you know, you got to tell mommy when you need to go poopy. Like, that's probably like not an outside potty time.
Could have been a surprise.
He's like, you're confusing. Yeah. You keep telling me to go out here.
That's why I didn't make it a big deal, because sometimes when I'm peeing, all of a sudden,
you got emergency poop.
Yeah.
It comes out. And you're like, okay.
And you didn't
even
know.
That one's been brewing for a while, though.
Yeah. He was holding that one in.
Yeah. Was he in a really bad mood? Because my youngest Christopher seems like he's grouchy, and I'm like, I think he has to poo. Then they poo and they're fine. They're like, top of the world, what's up?
Yeah, you don't feel all right when you got to poo, man.
He did not look happy when I caught him. Like, that was his
That's the face.
Like, sorry, but it happened. Like, it did not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hilarious.
Yeah,
it's a good great time. Story.
I did think story. When you said you had a shit story, it was about you pooping.
I know.
You were excited.
I was so excited.
Why we stopped everything.
So weird.
Nope.
You got Kyle pooping. Let's go. Roll tape. All right. And that's our afterwards. It's John Jade Rich.